Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And, you know, we always love to talk to our friends at Disney. And you know, they've got so much going on, especially on a veteran front. And Dan Grundvig is a guy that we met when we were at Disney, Disney World. He's the manager of supplier sustainability for Disney Parks, Experiences, and Products. He's responsible for leading projects within the strategic sourcing organization that are focused on reducing the environmental impact of the goods and services Disney buys in alignment with the company environmental goals and targets. And Dan joined the Walt Disney Company after a highly successful 30-year career as a U.S. Army officer. He also was the company's first ever U.S. Army Chamber of Commerce Fellowship Program participant. Dan, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Randy. Thanks for having me back on the show. It's exciting.
Man, you have had just an exciting journey, and I want to kind of dig into that military career a little bit, if you will.
Yeah, absolutely. And it has been exciting. As I look back at it, it's funny, you know, it was a long career. You know, I enlisted in 1988. I worked my way up to the rank of sergeant before getting out and going to school so I could get commissioned as a second lieutenant in 1994. And then in 2017, I retired as a colonel, and everything in between is kind of a big blur.
Yeah, I'll bet. Colonel. I mean, that's about as good as it gets.
Well, unless you're a general. But yeah, it was a successful career, to be sure. I really enjoyed it. You know, kind of went all over the world retired out of 1st Army's 120th Infantry Brigade out of Fort Hood, which is coincidentally where I began as a second lieutenant. I was in 2nd Armored Division at Fort Hood. So kind of started and ended my officer career there.
I was going to say full circle. That's fantastic. And Fort
Absolutely.
Hood, always great. So when you got out of the Army, I mean, did you just immediately say, I need to go to work for Disney? How did that happen?
Yeah, well, it's a funny story. So 2014, I was in Afghanistan, and you know, I emailed my wife and I let her know that in about 3 years when I got back, I was going to retire. So we started planning, you know, what do we want to do? Where do we want to live? Where do I want to work? And we wanted to stay in Florida. We're both from Florida. And she came back with a 3-word email. And as most military spouses, she was, you know, she came to the rescue when it comes to family decisions. And she said, why not Disney? And before that, I had never considered Disney as, you know, a post-military career, you know, option. You know, I was a fan, I was a consumer, but never thought, you know, what skills would I have that would lead me to Disney?
Right, right.
Yeah. So I started, you know, peeling back the onion and doing some research. And, you know, I learned about Heroes work here, and I was really drawn to the work Disney does for veterans, and quickly realized it was a company I wanted to target for a post-military career.
You know, the spouses are always the smartest people in a house.
Absolutely. Right? Absolutely.
We're talking to Colonel Dan Grundvig here on the National Defense. So give us an idea, your first couple of days at Disney, like after a 30-year military career.
Well, as you mentioned, I started in the military fellowship program, so I really had no idea what to expect. The team I was on had never hosted an active duty fellow, so they had no idea what to expect. And I think that mutual feeling of the unknown helped us all jump in, and they made it a really special time for me, and they went out of their way to make me feel welcome and part of the team. And I quickly kind of, you know, used the fellowship to make that transition to the civilian workforce, and the fellowship made it a soft landing. It allowed me to learn the Disney culture, to kind of dip my toe into doing things that veterans, quite frankly, are not very good at, like interviewing, telling our story. I'm here telling my story today, but I've had a lot of practice in the last 6 years of doing that here at Disney. And, you know, it helped me understand how the military skills fit in the civilian sector.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, it really, Dan, it opened our eyes when we came to broadcast from Disney World, of just how many places that veterans could fit in. And had Disney ever participated in SkillBridge before you? And before you answer that, for some audience members who may not know what that is, could you explain it?
Absolutely. So the DoD SkillBridge program allows active duty service members from all branches and ranks in their last 180 days of service to go work for a civilian sponsor company in order to help that service member bridge their skills into their next chapter, hence the word SkillBridge. And I was the first military fellow at Disney, and Disney was very open to the idea given the company's commitment to hiring veterans. And, you know, I'm forever grateful and humbled that the company took a chance on me, and honored that they allow me to give back by helping other veterans gain meaningful work through the program.
Yeah, I mean, it's an amazing program. And now, Dan, that you've kind of shown the way to others that it can be done, how do you help?
So yeah, I pay it forward, right? Expand the program. grow the program to offer my time, lessons learned to others to seek out advice. I always make time to speak to veterans who seek it out, along with many other Disney cast members who are also veterans and have been on your show. We build a support network to help those who come after us. And I think that's the best thing we can do.
Everybody we talk to from Disney, I mean, they always talk about what a great place it is with the culture, the camaraderie of other veterans. And what do you think it is, Dan, about veterans that make them so valuable to companies following their military service? It's no secret to us.
Roger. Yeah. So leadership experience, obviously, that's kind of one that jumps out right at the beginning. But being part of a larger organization, understanding teamwork and selfless service, understanding strategy and team building, these are skills that can be applied to any role in any company. And I also think that the values, ethics, and morals veterans bring are aligned with what most companies are looking for when they go out to hire for roles.
Yeah, you talked about the ethics and morals. How about any other similarities between Disney and the military?
Yeah, for sure. So when I was getting out of the military, you know, you go through a transition class and they help you make a mission statement for yourself, right, for your transition. And mine was actually, you know, when I retired, my mission statement was I wanted to find a company where I was just as proud to work for as I had been putting on a uniform for the last 30 years. Hmm. Period. Amen. I didn't have an industry in mind or a company in mind at first. And, you know, with Disney and the military, there are so many similarities. As I said, I started doing the research and peeling back that onion. And the more research I did, I learned that the Walt Disney Company was where I wanted to be. They had the same values and ethics that aligned with what the military was. You could be part of something bigger than yourself here. And even though their missions are vastly different, the organization and the dedication to those missions are very similar.
Yeah. And you know, I think you hit something on the head there too, Dan, about the missions. I mean, in terms of just finding a place that you can be proud to work and having that forward thinking from the beginning with Disney, any kind of great success stories you've seen while spearheading the Disney Military Fellowship Program?
There's been so many, right? But some of the great ones are just seeing the fellows who come on. They come through the fellowship program, and you know, not all of them get hired into roles with Disney, right? Just like any other program. But
sure,
the ones that do, they immediately want to pay it forward. We never ask them, right? It's that community of veterans. They want to help with the fellowship. They want to join Salute, our business employee resource group. They want to help other veterans. They want to be part of that community here. And it's just great to see that and just really build our network here even stronger.
Yeah. And there was there a person you talked to that had never been to Disney before his magic moment?
That's right. So we have he's a current fellow, actually. He's in the fellowship right now. And a couple weeks ago, during their first week here, they go through a traditions class and they're asked in the class, is there anybody here that has, you know, never been to Disney? And these are not all fellows. These are new cast members from, you know, across the
country. Right.
In the class. And he raised his hand. He was the only one in the whole class.
I was going to say, who's never been to Disney?
Exactly. So, you know, when they at the end of this class, they go into the Magic Kingdom to do a little exercise. And they held him back. Everybody else went into the Magic Kingdom. He's like, oh, did I do something wrong? They're holding me back. And they walked him in, and the entire class had their arms up and clapped for him as he came into the Magic Kingdom for the first time. And he said he walked through and he looked and he saw the castle at the end of Main Street. And it was a magic moment for him. He understood what the magic was at that point. He had never experienced it before. So
that's so
pretty cool story.
That's pretty cool. Well, tell you what, your favorite part of being a Disney cast member, can you even pick one?
You know, 30 years in the Army, multiple combat deployments. But as a cast member, I'm finally a hero to my family.
Hero.
You know, there's so many, but really just kind of that, you know, being back of house in my role, so I'm not guest facing. I'm not in the parks on a daily basis. But when I do get into the parks and you see that happiness and that joy that we create and with the families that are in the parks, it's just an amazing thing to be a part of.
Yeah, you get to see the good stuff. I mean, you know, I've walked around Disney before just thinking, like everybody does, what's behind there? What's on, you know, underneath that? Well, thank you, Dan. Man, it's always great to talk to you. Incredible to see how much veterans like you contribute to Disney over the 100-year history and how you help others coming behind you. It's fantastic.
Randy, thank you so much for having me. And, you know, we're so proud of the veterans who have helped build the foundation of our company and continuing to make the incredible contributions today. And, you know, lastly, I would really like to encourage any transitioning military service members, interested in jobs with Disney, you know, go to the Heroes Work Here website. You can Google it and find a ton of information there, and we're here to help.
You know, any company that has a website called Heroes Work Here, I would encourage veterans to look into. Dan, thank you so much for sharing those stories today.
My pleasure. Thank you for everything you're doing to tell the military and veteran story.
Hey, we are honored to do it. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.